let's say hello to Angela Speed from the Wisconsin Humane Society. And good morning, Angela.
Good morning, and thanks so much for having me, Don.
I was expecting dogs barking in the background, all that stuff. But, you know, I'm going to start off by saying I watch a lot of YouTube videos, and most of them have dogs in them because I love the dog videos. And I love when all you do is see, like, six dogs staring at the camera, and the woman says, I called you here today because I heard unnecessary barking this afternoon, and I want to know what's going on. And they're just staring at her. One time, she's got this pit bull, and he's sitting there looking at her, and he says, I will have to tell you something. Something happened here, and the dog goes, ugh. She goes, will you let me finish, and then I'll explain? I just love when they do the dog YouTube. And what also, when the cats are sleeping with the dogs, they crawl up and they cuddle with the dogs. I find that amazing because I had a cat and a dog at one time, and they had an understanding from day one when the dog went behind the couch to see the cat when we first got the cat, and he got swatted on the nose. For the next 10 or 12 years, they never were in the same room together by choice. When the dog was in, the cat just left. And when the cat was a dog left, they just didn't want to deal with each other after that one, that opening session. So, I mean, it was okay. You know, they lived together, but they didn't live in the same room together by choice. All right, let's talk about what's going on at the Wisconsin Humane Society. You got a lot of promotions going on. Dogs, cats, they have to be adopted. This is not a place where you want them to live their entire life. You want them to find a forever home. I love that phrase, forever home. And on one of the videos I saw, the guy walked in and said, give me the dog that's been here the longest. I want that dog. Aww. And or another person would say, give me the dog that's got the most medical problems and is unhappy here. And I'll take that dog. And I did that. We took a few dogs that were, you know, had health problems. And that's going to be expensive sometimes. But I didn't want them dying in a shelter. I wanted them home. And that's what we did. Let's talk about the dog promotion you've got. It's running now through the end of the month.
Yes. So we are in the middle of our peak summer season. We have so many animals coming through the doors every day. And we recently launched a dog promotion, but it ends this month. $75 adoption fees for all of our adult dogs. And just $25 for our bench warmers, who are dogs who have been available for more than 7 days. And, of course, all of the dogs are spayed or neutered, vaccinated, microchipped, and they go home with a certificate for a free vet exam, a starter bag of food, 30 days of pet insurance. It's a fantastic deal. Of course, you have a new family member. And so our counselors are really eager to work with people interested in adopting. You can just stop by any of our campuses. Racine especially has quite a few kittens right now, too. And we are happy to work with your family and ensure a great match.
You know, and talking to a guy, when I was a year and a half, we got our first dog. And I've had dogs for about 60 years or more. Yeah, about 60 years. So I've always had dogs in my life. And now I told you we have our neighbor's pit bull come over, and he spends a day with us every Friday. And you just can't beat having a dog, especially at like 12:30 at night or 1 o'clock in the morning when they scratch at the side of your bed. I want to go out. We had three dogs at one time, three beagles. And when one wanted to go out in the middle of the night, I woke them all up. Everybody's going out because they're not going to wake up every hour on the hour. Everybody out. So whoever got up first, we woke them up. Come on, going out. Come on, outside. And then they all came in. At least you got, you know, some sleep. But you can't put a price on all that. It just, I miss it. I miss waking up in the middle of the night, looking at their faces. And once I made eye contact with them, that was it. I had to get up. I mean, once they knew I saw them, then they didn't stop. But I just love dogs. I had cats, hamsters, pigeons, you name it. I used to have fish. We had everything in our house. It was a menagerie growing up. But, if you've never had a dog before, not every dog is right for the family. Go to the shelter and, you know, you'll see which dog is right for you. And do you ever have any mastiffs in there, those giant dogs?
Absolutely.
Really?
We see pretty much every kind of dog, and they range from, you know, little tiny fancy dogs to mastiffs and Saint Bernards and, you know, bigger dogs. Of course, we seldom know what breed they are, but with DNA testing now, people can find out what breed their dog is. But we see a huge range of ages and breed types and coats and personalities, of course, from couch potatoes to the dog who wants to go for a 5K run every day. So there's pretty much a great fit for just about everybody out there if you are looking for a dog.
Now, you got the Rood Family Foundation for Rood Lighting, and you've got a match going on right now, right?
Yeah, so this is so exciting, and we are so grateful to the Rood Family Foundation. They've been steadfast champions of our work in Racine since we started there. And right now, first-time donors to the Racine campus will have their donations doubled by the foundation, and returning donors will receive a 50% match on their gifts. And this is through the end of the year, and it makes such a difference. And it's so cool because not only are the Rood Family Foundation making a gift, but they're inspiring others in the community to support work that they really care about.
How many branches do you have around the state?
We have 6 shelters, so yeah. Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee, Sauksville, Door County, and Green Bay. And then we have a spay-neuter clinic in West Dallas that's a public, low-cost spay-neuter clinic open to the public.
Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about fostering an animal. So you bring it home, and then it can be adopted later on by yourself or somebody else. Angela Speed on board this morning from the Wisconsin Humane Society, talking about a bunch of programs they had. We'll review them coming up in a moment. Let's talk about fostering an animal. Now, this is different than adopting a pet, right?
Yes. So foster parents provide short-term care for animals who are not yet ready for adoption. And so that might be because they're too young or they're recovering from an illness or an injury, or sometimes it's actually just for shelter space. When our kennels are full, foster families open up their homes so that we can create more space at the shelter. And it's such a fun program, and pretty much anybody can sign up. There's an online orientation. We have people to watch and then fill out an application. And once you're part of the foster family, you get a list of animals looking for foster and you can sign up for them. And it's a wonderful program. It's absolutely life-saving. Plus, if you fall in love, and it happens a lot, you do get first dibs on adopting your foster animal.
There's no way I'd give the dog back. No way. I just wouldn't do it because I hate when Juniper leaves on Friday night and she has to go home. I just feel terrible after she leaves, even though she's like, you know, powerful, knocks everything down. I just don't care. I just feel terrible. So I look at her pictures on my cell phone. Yeah, I just miss dogs so much. Let's talk about the pet walk coming up, the Racine Kenosha Pet Walk.
Yes, so we're really excited. Pet Walk Racine Kenosha is at Petrifying Springs Park on Saturday, August 2nd. And last year, there were hundreds of people that turned out. It was an absolute blast. And it's our largest fundraiser in the community to support animals in need. And this year we've got music, vendors, a pet costume contest, all sorts of family-friendly activities. So it's not just fun for dogs. It's also fun for families and kids. But of course, leashed and well-behaved pets are welcome. If you have a cat, you can bring them in a stroller. But it is mostly dogs and humans who attend. And of course, all proceeds benefit the animals and programs at the Wisconsin Humane Society. So you can learn more on our website at wihumane.org.
So the other day I'm going to work, I go down 16th Street, and cats walking in front. Just, and, you know, squirrels run because they know the car is coming. Cats don't care. And so I stopped, I hit the brakes, and she walks to the other side of the street slowly, and then she sits down and stares at me. And I said, you know, what are you looking at? And just stares. I roll down the window and I say, hi, just stares at me. And then I just go on. I can see her head turning, following me as I go down the block. They don't care. They don't run. It's like we're on their time. I mean, this is my, I'm crossing the street. You better stop or there's going to be trouble. And she just slowly walked across the street and then sat down and stared. Okay, so the pet walk, this is where I get my water, by the way, Petrifying Springs. They have an aquifer. Mm-hmm. They have an aquifer there, right? It's right near the dog park area. But everybody coming out. And what date is that dog walk?
It's Saturday, August 2nd.
Okay.
Which is crazy that it's almost just a month away.
I know. I'm looking at it. Wow. The pet walk. Vaccinations for animals. You really need them. Animals are out there. They're doing all sorts of stuff, eating stuff that they shouldn't be eating and sniffing places that better go unsniffed. And so you should get your pets vaccinated. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so important to get your animals vaccinated. And especially during the summer months, we see different illnesses pop up more often, like parvovirus. And a lot of these illnesses are completely preventable with vaccines and are unfortunately often fatal. And vaccines are only $18 at our vaccine clinics. We offer them in both Racine and Kenosha. You can find them on our calendar and sign up for an appointment. The next clinic is coming up on Thursday, July 17th. And there's available slots if you need to get your cats or dogs vaccinated.
And I know that dogs don't like it. I'm well aware of that. I've had dogs all my life. When I used to turn the corner to go to the vet on Douglas Avenue, North Shore Animal Hospital, as soon as I went on Douglas Avenue, the shaking and the quivering and the crying started in the car. I mean, and I pulled in. I had to get the dog out of the car. It was like a major feat. We had to push it one end because she didn't want to get out. She gets in the room. She's trying to dig out from under the door to get in there. And aww. I took a picture. She crawled under one of the chairs, and the vet was very good. He sat down on the floor and let the dog stay under the chair because that's where the dog was comfortable. And I have a picture of him putting the stethoscope, doing all the checking. He never brought the dog out from under the chair. That's where he did it because that's where he was comfortable under the chair, and you don't want a crazy animal up there pulling and tugging. But some dogs I see in the waiting room, they love it there. All my dogs scratching and clawing, trying to get out, screaming, crying, and finally they get out to the car. It's like, oh, thank goodness. I mean, and how about the nail clip? How about the nail clipping? The screaming that goes on when they get their nails clipped. It's like, oh, I thought the world was coming to an end. Oh, no. But here's the day that really dogs don't like. It's the 4th of July. And I think most dogs, you would agree, don't like the loud noises. They don't like the explosions. They don't like anything. They hide. My dogs were so afraid of the noise that my vet said, give them a low-dose Benadryl just to calm them down. Because it started with the parade, mm-hmm. the noise of the parade. And then we started taking it to a place, a kennel for the night. But still, those animals, they just don't like the noise. Do you have any suggestions? I mean...
Yeah, it's 4th of July. I'm so glad you brought this up. It's right around the corner. And so many dogs are so stressed out. And it's not just the sounds. Like, they can feel those vibrations in the ground if you're near fireworks. And it can be such a challenge to get through that night. So a couple of the suggestions that we will often provide to people is, like, number one, white noise. Closing all your windows, turning on a TV, turning on a fan.
Turning on the radio.
Dogs will hide in the bathroom or the basement. And don't bring them to the fireworks or parades.
Oh, yeah.
It is an incredibly rare animal who actually enjoys it. Some dogs will tolerate, the big crowds and the noise, but most dogs don't actually enjoy that experience. So keep them at home. Provide white noise. Thunder shirts are a tool that many people use, too, that create a calming sensation, and you can get those at just about any pet retailer. But if your dog is truly anxious and freaked out and stressed out, you might want to consult with your vet about different medical options too. And there's also homeopathic therapies available at retailers too that might help you get through that 4th of July stretch.
Or you can take your dog to the Bahamas for the weekend.
Yeah.
That's an option. Expensive, but it's an option. Now, if people want to donate, and they donate money, but if they want to donate goods like foods and blankets and everything, in Racine, where do they go to do that?
You can just stop by the shelter in Racine, and there's some supplies that we are in especially high need of right now. We've had so many kittens without moms coming through our doors, our neonatal kittens, and they need round-the-clock care. They need to be fed sometimes every 2 to 3 hours by our volunteers, and they only drink KMR formula, and we are always running low on KMR formula, and then of course bottles to feed them, and we're always in high need of dog treats as well. So the Racine campus, if you haven't seen it, it's at 8900 16th Street in Mount Pleasant. We've been open there for 5 years now. It's a beautiful facility. There's also other wish list items that we're always going through, especially dog treats, canned cat food, any of those supplies go a long way to help animals we're caring for.
And if you missed any of this, the podcast will be up probably late today or early tomorrow morning, so you can review all the events that we just talked about for the Wisconsin Humane Society. Angela Speed, I love that name. Angela Speed, you should be driving a stock car at Daytona 500. Angela Speed with me, thank you very much. We're going to talk to you again in a few weeks and get the latest on all these programs going on. But thank you very much, Angela. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, Dan.
Bye-bye now.